This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across most of Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm breezes in Jerusalem. Perfect weather for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports from earlier today that Netanyahu and Trump reached a ceasefire agreement in Lebanon last week. Also, Ynet indicates that U.S.-Iran talks are showing progress. This comes as the Pakistan Army Chief visits Tehran amid efforts to push for a Lebanon ceasefire. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Lebanon's buffer zone will expand as Hezbollah continues its strikes. Netanyahu emphasizes support for the Druze community. Separately, Axios shares that Trump would welcome a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, according to a U.S. official. And finally, The Times of Israel reports that Israel has denied any decisions on the Lebanon truce despite Iran's claims. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish activist Jewish Warrior 3 noted just minutes ago that the U.S. Senate resolution to stop arms sales to Israel failed, with 85% of Senate Democrats supporting it. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, reports a recent attack near a hospital in southern Lebanon. He mentions a dusty ambulance associated with Hezbollah. From Al Arabiya English, former Trump state campaign chair Rob Arlett commented on the likelihood of U.S.-Iran talks continuing next week amid ongoing diplomatic efforts. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu and Trump's ceasefire agreement, reported by Maariv. The discussions reportedly included a broader process beyond just a temporary truce. This aims to stabilize the region and provide Israel with strategic advantages. Civilians in affected areas could see reduced tensions if the agreement takes hold. Turning to U.S.-Iran negotiations, Ynet outlines that talks show promise toward a framework deal. This coincides with a notable visit by Pakistan's military leader to Tehran. Any progress here could influence the broader geopolitical landscape, particularly in Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers the expansion of Lebanon's buffer zone. Netanyahu's move aims to protect Israel's northern border and assist the Druze community. Increased security measures might improve safety for residents in these volatile regions. On the economic front. First, Maariv Business reports a new shipping route solution from China through Saudi Arabia and Dubai to address the shipping crisis. This move could ease supply chain strains for Israeli businesses relying on imports. Separately, Israel Hayom Business observes market volatility with index declines and a stabilizing dollar. The uncertainty surrounding the ongoing conflict is a key factor affecting market confidence. And finally, CTEC announces that eToro has acquired crypto wallet provider Zengo for $70 million. This acquisition is part of eToro's strategy to enhance its digital asset services. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.